In the final weekend before Election Day 2018, Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and her Republican challenger Jeff Deal crisscrossed the state in a final effort to rally supporters. Here's WBUR's Anthony Brooks on the final hours of the race for U.S. Senate.
Jeff Deal spent the weekend barnstorming across the state in his Deal on Wheels RV. On Saturday, he rolled into Fitchburg, outside the local Republican Party headquarters.
You know, we've been at market baskets this morning. We've been, you know, at restaurants. And
Deal says his campaign RV will become a mobile Senate office if he defeats Elizabeth Warren tomorrow. It's one way to make his point that he's focused on Massachusetts and that Warren is focused on running for president.
Senator Warren, just the last 2 days, was in Ohio and, you know, Wisconsin. Instead of focused on Massachusetts, just shows her lack of commitment. I think the voters out there realize that. So we're getting a lot of support.
That's why Jane Herrick, a Republican from Billerica, says she's supporting him. Herrick was among some 30 people who greeted Deal in Fitchburg.
The reason why I like him is because he is passionate about our state and he's here and he's been a part of the state for years, unlike the current senator.
Deal co-chaired the Trump campaign in Massachusetts, and though he avoids the president's divisive rhetoric, he embraces most of his policies. That includes Trump's tough line on immigration and concerns about the so-called migrant caravan heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. It's among the reasons John Strang, a Republican from Fitchburg, says he'll vote for Deal tomorrow.
We should maintain our borders. We're a sovereign state. We have opportunities for people who seek to come here legally. Anyone in this so-called caravan can take advantage of those opportunities. But the notion that you're going to sort of bulldoze your way through the border based upon liberal and media sympathy, that doesn't wash.
The most recent polls show Deal running about 20 points behind Warren, so he's counting on strong turnout in central Massachusetts. Although Fitchburg went for Hillary Clinton in 2016, many towns in Worcester County back Trump and represent Deal's best hope to catch Warren.
Ladies and gentlemen, our Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Warren was busy over the weekend as well. She joined fellow Democrats in a series of Get Out the Vote rallies in Brockton, Springfield, and Worcester, where Congressman Jim McGovern introduced her yesterday. Warren told supporters that tomorrow, Democrats have a chance to end Republican control of Washington.
All I can say about that is tick tock, tick tock. We're coming.
Warren didn't even mention Jeff Deal by name, but she rejected his charge that she's focused on running for president at the expense of Massachusetts. And she says among the issues at stake tomorrow is stopping Republicans from repealing the Affordable Care Act.
My opponent wants to go to Washington to be the one vote that is needed to take away health care from tens of millions of people across this country, to cost the Commonwealth of Massachusetts $2 billion a year. That's why I'm in this fight.
I like how she is fighting for the little guy.
This is Diana Bernstein from Holden, an independent who says she'll be voting for Warren tomorrow.
And for women, minorities, everyone.
I've been with her since day one.
And this is Richard Shea from Worcester.
Because she's authentic, she's transparent, and knows what it's all about. You know, it's about struggling, it's about democracy, it's about getting everybody an equal shot.
Shea says he'd like to see Warren run for president, which represents a minority view. While the latest WBUR poll late last month found Warren with a comfortable lead, it also found 63% of likely voters don't think Warren should launch a bid for the White House. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks in Worcester.